How many years have I been in business? Number one. What type of industry or business model do I have? Number two. Number three, is my performance within these metrics or is it outside of the metrics? And four, what can I do immediately and what can I do in the next 3 months and 6 months to be able to get us to the next bracket?
So how do you turn your business into an actual brand? Well, my name is Bijal Patel and I've had 13 years of corporate experience working at big Fortune 500 companies, and I'm taking all of that juicy firsthand experience and have brought it into my company launch. Within this podcast, you're gonna learn about branding, vision, identity, mindset, and how to scale your business to the next level. So let's go ahead and own your brand.
Profitability has a deadline. So I think when you think about the profitability of your business, if you are just skimping around 10%, you are in a real situation that you need to watch out for. There's only a couple industries that can be close to 10%, and owning a restaurant is one of them. So you have to be aware of what type of industry do you have. If you have a coaching or a consulting type of business, where you're teaching people, you should be between 50 to like 60% margins. You actually don't want to brag and feel awesome that you're at 80%, because that means you're actually not reinvesting back enough into your team and training so that you're actually able to grow. If you're an agency style business, the absolute golden place to be is around 30 to 35% profitability is amazing for an agency. There are some people who are closer to like the 35 to 50% profitability range. They are far and few in between. But the reason they got there is because they're using overseas international team. They're using AI automations, and they're also having parts of their process that are baked in and done with you. And so they've got some sort of course and it's hybrid where they've got those numbers and they're able to squeeze down on the labor ratio. If you are a brick and mortar type of business, this will widely vary on what industry you're in. But generally speaking, brick and mortar involves a lease and people and products that are in the space. Those tend to have tighter margins, and in that scenario, you're really trying to aim to be between 18 and 30% as a rule of thumb. The other thing I want you to think about is if you don't know these numbers or you don't have your bookkeeper providing what these numbers are on a regular basis, if you don't have that listed out for you, you're not going to be able to understand month over month what your growth looks like and quarter over quarter what your growth ends up looking like. So you have to know this like at the back of your hand, or you have to have a number two or a scaler to be able to look this and be able to see that off the back of your hand. When you understand those numbers and the metrics behind your business, you can look at it as a timeline perspective to say, hey, for example, we just finished February at the time of this recording in 2024. Look back to your last year, 2023, and look at February specifically. Then when we get done with March here in a second, look at how your quarter one of 2024 compared to quarter one of 2023 and 2022. So that will give you 2 year historical data and take into account any possible potential seasonal changes that might affect your business. And so you might think of seasonal as in like, oh, well, I have a ski instructing business. That's obviously seasonal. But it's not just those type of businesses. Even with other styled businesses, when you look at quarter four and it's like crazy holiday shopping season, there are budgets that companies set and spending that they've done that might affect your quarter one business if you're B2B or B2C. Really depends. Some businesses have an outstanding January because staffing budgets are reset. People are hungry. They're ready to go. For us, people are envisioning a new year, new you, which means new brand, new identity. How are we going to look? What's our swag going to be like? How are we going to be represented in the world? Other people end up in a situation where they're like, oh, I don't want to spend that right now on this thing. So like if you're tax people, They have a very different cycle in terms of when they're looking at where do they generate their biggest business. And a lot of times people are thinking about that while they're filing their taxes. So if you are like a normal person, you file your taxes April 15th. But if you are an S Corp or a corporation LLC, you're going to use the later date of October 15th, because you're going to always take that, you know, that whatever you can do, that deadline that you can do, you can increase your deadline and you end up paying your taxes in October. So that's a completely different business model for what you're looking at. But when I'm talking about profitability having a deadline, it means I've seen people who come to us and they've been in business like 10 years. And it doesn't even matter, just ignore the revenue number altogether. But if they are at, let's say, 50K months and they've been there for 10 years and they've slowly built their business up, if they're still around 10 to 15% margins, that means that there is an operational issue of what's going on with the business and what's going on with the people within the business to be able to scale up to that next level. So you have to take a look back and say, how many years have I been in business, number one? What type of industry or business model do I have, number two? Number three, is my performance within these metrics or is it outside of the metrics? And four, what can I do immediately and what can I do in the next 3 months and 6 months to be able to get us to the next bracket? Because there's going to be a good, better, best range when it comes to profitability within your agency, within your coaching, consulting business, within your brick and mortar space, specifically the industry you're in. And like, for example, I know this from being at roofing conferences, that 18% is a pretty good margin because they have so many cogs, which is everything that it costs you before you actually even start like to make money on the job. So there is, you have to buy the actual materials for the roof. You then have labor that's there. There's so much that's involved there. COGS, by the way, stands for cost of goods sold. So in our example, we're a branding agency. Everything we pay for is like we pay for licensing fonts and we buy stock images. Those are things that are easy to imagine. That's considered cost of goods sold. So every business has a different amount of what the cost of goods sold is. And so depending on your industry, that's where you understand where your profit margin is. The other way you can take a look at this is if you have an operator or you have someone in your team who's more handling the day-to-day and the financial side, they can be able to weigh in with you and take a look at where can we cut costs. One of the hidden costs within businesses has to do with their tech costs. Tech, software, oops, we have this subscription running. Like the other day, we had SmarterQ charges for in another year, which was like $431. And we don't even use SmarterQ. We haven't used it for a year, but because we forgot about it and we didn't have anybody who noticed that and flagged it, we ended up getting charged for it. So now we have to work on reversing that charge. So knowing that, hey, we might have brought software on, but when is it no longer useful? And then when did the team get added to it and when did it actually get removed? When did that person need to be removed? So it's really clear to put it as a part of your onboarding process and offboarding process as well to say, hey, these are the software seats we have. When someone gets offboarded, go ahead and then remove them off of our Loom, remove them off of our Slack, remove them off of Google Workspace, because you're paying for those emails. And when you're a smaller team and there's just a few of you, it doesn't matter. But when you're like us and you've grown in size and you have a good amount of people, those software costs really end up adding up. So I hope that helps you kind of frame and give you the exact framework of how do you approach your profitability and giving yourself a realistic deadline based on how long you've been in business so that you can find your path on what to be able to do next. So within our programs, we have two different programs. We have Brandfluencer, we have Brandthusiast. They're two different branding programs, but even within that, we have our profit algorithm and we help business owners like you figure out what is your current profitability. And then we have a unique process and a training to see where the opportunities are and where the holes are to be able to clean that up and get you to a new level of profitability. So if you're interested in that, hit me up. You know where to find me, and I'll see you on the next one.